Well, if you can't go keyboard to keyboard and rag chew a little bit, then, you know, it's, you know, like I said, I'm not chasing paper. I like to get on there and have interesting conversations, like we're just talking about the RDF stuff and, you know, build projects and those type of things really interest me. Antennas and, oh, I need to get back to the books. That would be nice.
Yeah, I hooked a Raspberry Pi up to my radio and did a keyboard to keyboard on HF with a guy in Flint, I think it is, or somewhere. And yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I'm interested in setting up a Raspberry Pi to do to run the Hermes light too. So I'd like to see what the lowest idle current that I could get that Raspberry Pi down to, or I mean the Hermes light too. Because when you're, even if you're running a laptop, I've got not a hard drive, I got digital storage on my laptop, and that cut some, but I would really like to get something that didn't gobble up a lot of energy to be able to watch the spectrum for when signals pop up, you know. That SDR, just that Hermes light too, just really fascinates me, and it's a cheap rig. I'd really like to do the pure signal and build up a solid state linear for it, but the ones I'm looking at are all 48 volt stuff, and that'll be all right when I do all my off-grid stuff after we sell these two houses. But I don't know if I want to do that in the bug-out mobile or camping setup. I could, theoretically I could, but it just seems like an extra step to get that little bit more power.